is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The fires of Canada. Right now, the report is 20 million acres of land burned, 3,000 fires since the beginning of this calendar year. The cities of the Northeast, New York, here in New England, and spreading all the way to Ottawa, Toronto, are seeing smoky haze. This is now officially the worst year on record. However, these natural facts have led to a debate between two powerful figures in Canada. One, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, whose remarks are that there is more and more of these fires because of climate change. In opposition to this, Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, a very powerful position, has said that there is no link or declines to make the link. I welcome Conrad Black, writing at the National Post about this natural phenomenon, forest fires in a dry year, to understand the politics of this in Canada and also the politics of this worldwide when everything is pointed to as evidence of climate change. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Your most recent column was very helpful in understanding what the fires represent. What are they doing in Toronto? Do you see the haze in Toronto? Have you seen it before? You've spent your life watching the forest fires of Canada. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. A couple of weeks ago, when there were problems of smoke in the air in New York and Philadelphia, we had some here as well. It didn't seem to me, just from what I saw on television from New York and Philadelphia, that we had, and I don't know why this would be the case, that we had as heavy an imposition of that questionable or compromised air as those cities did. But we did have some. The latest recurrence was barely noticeable to me yesterday. Now, look, I have to admit, I don't have the most well-developed sense of smell, but my eyesight is good. And, you know, when you get a heavy drifting in of air from areas congested by forest fires, you can see it. And indeed, you can see it more clearly often than you can smell it. So I just didn't see it, but apparently it was here yesterday. So it comes and goes, but it's not, you know, I don't recall we ever having as visible an imposition of the consequences of northern forest fires in the air here as we had a couple of weeks ago. But in fact, it wasn't, as it has been represented, a record-breaking occurrence. These things do happen occasionally, but they only happen about every 10 or 20 years, you know?
Climate change, more and more linking climate change to the forest fires, says the Prime Minister. That is, yeah, a controversial position. Does he get rewarded for this in Canada?
Well, I don't think so, other than that that solid block of people who, for a variety of reasons, are terribly preoccupied with the concept of climate change, will be reassured that he's still one of them. So it is really more a note of solidarity and encouragement to the environment lobby. And as you know, in this country, as in the United States and other countries, this is a group made up, in my judgment, it's an unofficial coalition between legitimate ecologists or ecologically minded people who are just terribly concerned about the quality of air and water, and they can be excessive and tedious at times, but they are sincere conservationists, and they range from bird watchers and butterfly collectors to people who, you know, the people who like to fish, and they're just people who want to be vigilant about air and water and life in general. But along with them, and providing most of the muscle for that movement, is the traditional left, who crowded onto this bandwagon as a measure to attack capitalism, to attack free enterprise and the ability of industry to function. And so you get this army of people of varying motives. And I think Justin Trudeau is just throwing some raw meat to them because they're basically in his corner. And so it's more a tactical thing than any kind of a serious analysis of what's going on. Because obviously, as has been demonstrated, and in this country, having such a large forest products industry, we have a great deal of arboreal research and attached to different universities in different parts of the country. And there's an exhaustive study of these things available in almost every province of the country. And they all confirm that it has absolutely nothing to do with forest fires. That is to say, the issue of the environment is there's no impact upon it of a durable, measurable kind from forest fires. And when you get this these conditions, it's really the chief cause is because the conservationists have kept the forest products industry relatively out of the forests. So there is no culling of dead trees. The chief cause of forest fires is lightning on dry days. And if there's more dead trees around, if there are more dead trees around for lightning to strike, you'll get more fires. And that's what's happened.
The BBC asked the question, is this climate change? And one of the correspondents says something quite surprising because it's so commonsensical. Kira Hoffman, researcher in fire ecology at the University of British Columbia. She stresses that fire is a natural and common part of the ecosystem in Western Canada, which is drier and more prone to lightning strikes, and it might be a drought year. No alarm bells there. In other words, when you have a big forest in the western part of Canada and a dry year, you're going to have forest fires. I'm not quite sure what the effort is then in Canada. You're blessed with a forest, a vast forest. Is it not
Yes.
celebrated, Conrad?
It is somewhat, but you see, what we're lacking here is that forest culture that they have in Germany. You know, we don't have stories of the equivalent of Hansel and Gretel, and we'd never had a composer like Wagner to put operas in these great forests and, and create legends of ancient heroism out of them. So they are seen like your forests in California, for example. We don't have trees quite as large as those, but splendid trees and splendid expanses of forest, and that is celebrated as are the the Rocky Mountains and the St. Lawrence River, which is 20 miles wide, just a little beyond Quebec City. It's a huge river. These things are things that Canadians are proud of, but there isn't a kind of folkloric attachment to them as there is in Germany, for instance.
And the Prime Minister's remark then is just gone for a day. It's not actually weighing on anyone. Is that correct?
I think it was a ritualistic virtue signaling measure of encouragement to the environment and climate change militants whom he is constantly courting and espousing and representing to be the champion of. It was just a message to the team. The people who aren't altogether convinced of the accuracy of his analysis are very numerous, but they're not particularly surprised by such a such a cliche being tossed off.
Says the researcher for BBC, Canada has an incredibly diverse ecosystem. What we're seeing is drought in the prairies, in the mountainous ecosystems, in the Maritimes. So places that wouldn't have as much fire activity on a normal year, like Nova Scotia and Halifax, are seeing more ignitions. Drought in the forest. Straightforward. Conrad Black, writing for the National Post. I'm John Blackwell.